You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.
Today on our show, we're talking with Catarina Leitão. She's living and working in Lisbon, Portugal. Catarina, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what's happening in your studio now. You've worked on so many projects, painting, drawing, installation, expanded ideas of the book and book arts. What are you working on at the moment?
Well, in a way, you summarized it very well. I'm working on all of those things at the same time. It's been quite busy at the studio, and I'm actually working on the idea of the portable museum and a portable studio. So I'm creating this fictional science that are the contents of my museums, and those expand in all those different fields that I work on: drawing, bookmaking, sculpture, and the expanded idea of drawing, like drawing in space. And,
so let's talk about your museum, because I know that started about a year ago or more. When did the museum start?
Yeah, it started in 2011-12, where I built a small museum on wheels that held a whole show that was composed by large drawings of botanical species. I invented the whole botanical science, let's say, where I draw different species in a little bit like mimicking a 19th century poster, didactic poster or something of the kind. But I invented those species and then I classify them. I study a little bit of the Latin. Latin, like taxonomy and botanical Latin. That's the proper name. Sorry, my English is a little bit right now a little bit rusty.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I created those names following the rules of Linneo, the primary the first scientist to build a whole taxonomy. And so there was a whole idea of having this whole show with all these objects and drawings to be contained in this sort of suitcase, a little bit like a piece of furniture on wheels. And that actually became a museum of copies of the whole show. So since then, I'm starting to build on this project. I continue to develop my botanical science fiction, and I create a whole structure of the lab for the artist to work on, which is also portable, which is like this, an artist going into the field and pretending to do her research. And so I do a whole bunch of performances out in the country, and I photograph them. I'm making books out of them, and I'm creating my notebook, like my little notebooks of the pretended scientist. And then, from there, I create the museums, and I'm placing all these contents inside. At the same time, I'm working on a bunch of models, and that also address this idea of the didactic material in science. And so I have a whole bunch of byproducts also of these works. That I'm gonna have like different shows, and I show the parts of it, those works, in different contexts, and then eventually I bring them all together. Is that clear? It sounds like a bit complicated.
It is clear. I mean, I think I'd like to ask more questions about it, but it is clear in a way. It's it's a museum that's portable, but the museum has to be unpacked and assembled in order to be viewed. Is that correct?
Exactly, exactly. So it comes with this idea of like when you were talking about a book that becomes an installation and expands in space and then comes back to the book eventually. I want to work in this or I'm working on these pieces where they exist like in different states. Let's say they're like closed objects with something inside, and they're also an installation when they come out, and there's this process of like transformation. All the works exist in these like the three different stages, and there's and so the performing part is a little bit what's in between the two, the closed object and the expanded one in the space. So
and the objects that come out of it are, aside from the performance, or correct me if I'm wrong, those are objects that are for sale, or could be acquired. Is that correct?
Yes, of course.
Which would be drawings, sculptures, as well as the books that you make are in very limited editions, I would imagine.
Exactly. Yes. Right now, I'm also playing with the idea of having this small library of unique books, and they're also, for me, they're like my field notebooks, but then they're actually totally the opposite of a field notebook, because they're super well thought and constructed and clean and very fantasy like. They're not, you know, very scientific.
And where are you showing those now? Or where would be the next show of the where you'd?
Well, I'm actually showing like. I show them like in small venues for now, but because I'm actually waiting for the schedule for one of the big shows. I'm not gonna get into that, but I'm also gonna have a piece outdoor, which will come from this show, even though it was a different kind of invitation for an outdoor piece by the water in a studio nearby, where I will build another museum, an expanding version of the museum with a collection of species, of marine species, because then I will go into the environment. So I'm working on this. Right now I'm like, that's the next thing, having those, like, having this project.
So in a way you're operating like Darwin almost, like a scientist who's discovering, who's documenting, who's exhibiting, but they're inventions of your own.
Exactly. And I have like also like I want like the as I build this fiction, the things will get incorporated. And when I did the portable museum 2 years ago, the first one, accompanying the show, I published a book with a writer, José Rosaira, and he's a fiction writer. And so from my drawings only, he created a whole fiction novel. And so from that, I also discovered other aspects of my plants, of my species that I invented, because he made them live in a different way, right, by narrating a story around them. And so in a way, I kind of like to work in these circles and see where they take me.
I love that process. And so you're in Lisbon now. What else do you do? Are you teaching there or working there besides what you're doing in your
studio? Yeah, I'm teaching. I teach at a college nearby. Yeah.
And to go back a little bit, I first met you, you know, in New York at the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council. You were making work then. Around that time, you were living and working in the U.S. But just to talk a little bit about the difference in cultures, why Lisbon, Portugal, as opposed to New York or another city or any other place in the world?
Well, I grew up in Lisbon, and I went to New York, after college, some years after college, and I lived there for 15 years, and I loved the city. It was amazing to be there. But after a certain time, I felt like I needed a change, and I especially needed a different kind of setting to do my work. I needed more space, less pressure, if you could call that, and so I moved back a few years ago.
Well, if I'm not extending the kind of analogy too far, if you're operating in part like a natural scientist like Darwin, Lisbon is a little bit like your Galapagos, right? You need to be in nature to some degree, even though Lisbon isn't exactly, you know, rural or nature. Is that part of it also, that to be surrounded by that kind of life, or no?
Well, in a way, yes. Years ago when I was living in New York, I started working on bodies of work that had to do with our relationship to nature, of people as people living in the city, right? Because New York is a very aggressive city in that sense. Like, everybody wants to go to the park, or people are dreaming of going out into the wild or something. I was dreaming of it. And so for many years I did the work under that perspective of the city person, right? And when I came to Lisbon, I wasn't thinking of that, but I ended up spending some time recently in the countryside, in a farm. And that actually is changing a lot the work, because it's no longer about the city person anymore or from that point of view, but it's more like going in and it's actually really changing. But I'm not sure I came for that reason.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know, you've been very active in the art world, and, you know, as I look through the shows you've had, it seems that you're constantly exhibiting somehow, and the work's being shared. Is it important to you that the work is sold, and does it get sold very often, or is that not so much a part or important to your practice?
Of course, I would like to sell more, but actually, I'm very resistant to think in those terms. I never think about the selling part. In fact, I've been making a lot of work that is not even sellable, because it just doesn't work that way.
And how does that make it so that you're then you have to show more with nonprofits? Is that what you focus on, who are not focused on sales, or does that change your relationship to galleries?
Well, yes and no, actually. Well, it is easier with nonprofits, but then, with galleries, we always have different kinds of work, and because I make a lot of drawing, that there's always that, right, as a component that can help a show in a gallery. But I never thought in those terms, like whether I go more for one or another. I actually tend to not do a lot of shows, just because I think, like, the work needs time, needs lots of process, and I don't like to repeat myself, and so I actually, you know, really try to not do too many things.
Well, these collaborations that you're talking about is, you know, like with the fiction writer, sounds fascinating and very satisfying as well. Are you doing more collaboration like that? That seems like such a wonderful way to kind of expand on your practice and bring in entirely new ideas.
Yes. Well, definitely. With this writer, we also had a film project, but now it's on hold because we're both too busy with other things. And I have this other project, cooking with another writer, and he's actually now also writing something over, you know, my drawings, like creating something out of those drawings. That might be actually the product might be a website or something, and then eventually a publication.
So in closing, I guess I want to ask you a little bit about what people would have been reactions to your work. What's a reaction that you like to your work? It seems to me to be establishing such a different realm, such a different world that people literally and figuratively enter into. What is it that, what reactions do you like the most, that you like to see coming out of your work the most, or how people receive it is what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think there's a degree of puzzling, right? Well, look at all of this, but especially when people understand that there's like all this narration that connects all these different works that I do together, that, you know, that I've made, even like, if you pick an older work or an older show, it can definitely connect to the whole story of what I'm doing now. And I like that, because I feel like the work I do is sort of one big piece, and I'm working on the different parts, and they'll be joined together.
Well, I hope I'll be able to see it soon. I'm not going to Lisbon in the near future. Are there any shows coming up in the States?
No, not in the States right now. I have a few books at the Center for Book Arts opening next week, but not a whole show.
Yeah. Well, that's one good way to see your work. This will be up in time to see that. So at the Center for Book Arts, you have two books that are being shown there?
Yes, I have one of my recent books from that library that I'm trying to make travel for my museum, and another older piece that belongs to their collection, and yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing that. I'll come see that show. Katerina, I want to thank you for being with us today. It's really been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WIBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.